Good evening.
Hello, I'm sorry I'm late. Oh.
Say again.
I said, I'm sorry I'm late. That's getting to be the story of my life.
Well, you're not really late because you're the first one, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I had 6:30 too, so I was trying to get here as quick as I could.
Let me get to the handout and we can start.
Okay. I'm going to put my phone down and get my text out. Let me get this over here. Okay, I've got my text. Okay.
Okay, so we're in section 17 and Pasuk 149, I believe.
That's what I have.
Okay. L'shem yichud tuk shtabar yichu ishkin te bit hilu urchimu uthilu uthilu urchimu liyakda l'shem yuthe bovavhe v'yichud ha-shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, la'ayino amadunai Elohim aleinu ma'asei adenu kananei aleinu ma'asei adenu kananehu. Verse 149. Tachatei inun dila yistavu, tad salki biar saihu, nafsha salka. V'alad ben kol hanei derigin v'chad meta v'salka v'la itzda bakat v'hu uvatar azla v'shatat v'salka kifum orcha. The translation. Come and see. As for those who have not defiled themselves during the day, when they go to bed to sleep, the nefesh rises. At first it enters among all the grades of the klipot, but then it rises above them and does not decleave to them. It continues to wander and climb until it reaches the proper grade. My commentary, the Pasuk is clear, is written with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that was my first thought, that it was clear as written. But then I got to thinking, what if you had done something during the day that you did not feel was caused you to lose some righteousness, but before you went to sleep, you did your tikkun hanefesh and you did your, you know, your bedtime shema and recollected everything that had happened during the day and asked for forgiveness, and would that then cause you to be righteous again before you fell asleep?
Yes.
Okay.
You
so that's
become
one of that. Of making sure that you do the bedtime shema. I mean, it's
correct.
A reckoning of your day, each day. Okay.
That's part of the bedtime shema.
Yeah. Now, I'm going
to
ask you this.
You have to also recognize it depends on the degree of the mistake that you made. Because, you know, to do teshuvah for killing someone, your reckoning of the day is not, you know, you can't do that in an hour, you know, in 5 minutes. But for most things, you can achieve the tikkun and the teshuvah, and you become righteous once again.
Okay. Another thing in regards to the bedtime shmoo, you know, with the 7 o'clock class West Coast time, for us it's 9 o'clock. So sometimes by the time it's over and it's 10, I really am sleepy. And so several times I've fallen asleep before I could finish the Shema or whatever I was wondering. Most of the time between 7 and 8 to 9, the hour before our class, I'm really waiting for the class. So is there any reason why I couldn't say the bedtime Shema? I know it's supposed to be the last thing you do before you go to sleep. But could I not say the bedtime Shema then, before the class, and then after class, go straight to sleep?
There's one in the Dialing God book. It tells you where that verse is. There's one part of the brachot that you don't say, but you can say the bedtime Shema as long as the sun is set.
Okay. Well, I know you have a commentary in the prayer section on the bedtime Shema, so I'll just go back and review that too.
Okay.
Because from time to time, you know, you got to review.
There's one verse that essentially you're saying that I'm not going to speak afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't say that, because otherwise you create a lie. If you're saying it between 8 and 9, as you said, and then you want to speak during the class.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason you can't say everything. But it's only one sentence.
Okay, I'll be on the lookout tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome. Verse 150. Ahiyo nafshadzaka v'salka itchaziyat kameya. Isbar afi yomim ve'ita bekat v'riyuta li'at chazah v'teut b'ita ila'a l'mimeh mecheme v'no'am malka. Ulvakra b'sheikala v'dahu varnash v'yit le'ya choleika tadir k'pla alma d'yate. The translation. This is the nefesh who yearns to reach the Holy One, blessed be He, and does not cleave to other kinds of lights. It follows its own holy kind and seeks the place from which it came, the secret of the nukva, from where it is drawn out and comes forth. Therefore it is written, with my soul, with my nefesh, have I desired you in the night, so that I may pursue you, cleave to you, and not be tempted by other idolatrous kinds. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's commentary. All these verses are clear, yet leave many unanswered questions.
Okay, I kind of got lost. I was looking at 150, which I followed with you in the Aramaic, but when we got to the English, it's my 151. So I don't know if I just got confused. So I was trying to see where you were. I lost my place.
Well, 151 is the next section.
Well, I know, but, well, it's not on mine. It's not the next section yet.
Okay.
In my
so
defense, you read the Aramaic for 150, but you read the English for 151 for the translation. So that kind of...
I understand what you're saying. But let me look into what the...
There were a few words different, like the nephesh yearns, you said, mine said deserves. But then in the verse 151, it said yearns. So it's a little difference in our text, so that kind of threw me. Excuse me. I don't read the translation.
But they had multiple printings, and every time they print, they make changes.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, we've had a few times, we've had some differences, you know, but when you're following and
right.
Everything is just wrong, and you all of a sudden you don't know where you are.
Okay. Well, no, it's actually my mistake. So here's verse 150 in English. The nephesh that deserves to climb high appears before the king and clings passionately to the desire to be seen and to see the pleasantness of the king and visit his palace. Such persons shall always have a share in the world that is coming. Questions, comments, thoughts.
So the desire to be seen isn't seen as the ego. It's something to be desired. If you want to be seen by the king and you want to see, I can understand wanting to see his pleasure. But I just wondered the desire to be seen, if that meant that it was the ego.
Well, if the nephesh is cleaving to the king, then there's no longer the nephesh because it loses its sense of identity. So the ego has been minimized. But in order to maintain its separate identity, it has to hold on to a desire. And in the Rabbi, you know, the Zohar is saying it's holding on to a desire to be seen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes
I guess
a
I was
more
thinking
sense.
Of humanly, you know, that I'm thinking as a child, if you wanted your father's attention and you went over to him, you know, and maybe you hugged him and he hugged you back.
Right.
I mean, you are desiring for him to see you, you know. So maybe I was thinking in terms like that, but it made me think, could that be the, you know, the physical world,
the
desire to be seen with the ego.
Right. But at the level that we're talking about, the nephesh is next to Hashem.
Right.
So there's no ego left. It's all, you know, the ego has been cleansed.
Well, it may be because I've always associated it with the animal part of the human. I always thought of the nephesh as that aspect. And here, the nephesh is changed. So, I can see what you're saying.
Are you clear?
Yes, I think so. I especially like
okay.
The last statement. A person shall always have a share in the world to come. So it's a good thing. The desire to
yes.
be seen, and also desire to see the pleasantness of the king. I was kind of looking several verses back, maybe even sections back. I happened to notice in the Aramaic, the word for king was a feminine word. It was almost like Malka. And so when I saw king with capital letters, I was looking at the Aramaic to say, to see if king was, looked like a feminine word again, but I don't even see anything that looks like the word king in the Aramaic, in that verse.
In 150?
Yes.
Give me a second to pull it back up.
Well, we've got Malka on the third line with the olive at the end, just like Nefesh has olive at the end. So maybe that's,
right.
That's the word.
And it's very common to have an olive at the end of the words instead of a hey in Aramaic.
And because the kaf is not at the end of the word, so it's not the final cough, so, but it would
right.
still be the same consonants as king. So, and I guess because I saw that, that's probably the same word. I'd have to go back and check. I have no idea which verse. I know it was at least a week ago, but it might not be considered a feminine noun in Aramaic, even though it has the kamatz ending. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
Okay. It was just something I happened to notice back. And
understand.
Okay.
Verse 151. Vidahina sha diksifa dila tatsalka beku shabarihu vilaita bekat. Behanezikan Tahiran Aharani Wehi Azlat Batarzina Tadisha Biatra Enafkat Mitaman Ukin Kah Kiti Nafshe Nafshi Avitisha Belaila begin the mirror. Lemir daf. Batra vilal eatly eat da pata. Betardina. Zina achara no nukra. This is the nefesh who yearns to teach the whole, to reach the Holy One, blessed be He, and does not cleave to other kinds of lights. It follows its own holy kind and seeks the place from which it came, the secret of the nukla, from where it is drawn out and comes forth. Therefore it is written, with my soul, with my nefesh, have I deposited you in the night, so that I may pursue you, cleave to you, and not be tempted by the other idolatrous kinds. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, nothing new. It's just, I think, is a closing of the section that we can say that this and really taught us about the journey of the nefesh at night and how we can avoid clinging to the klipot by the righteousness of the day and how important the Shema is before going to sleep. So I think we learned a lot about the nefesh during this, you know, during this chapter.
Yes, we did. All right. So tomorrow night we'll start chapter 18.
Okay, sounds good. Oh, I looked at the title. Looks like it's going to be the Ruach and the Neshama. So we're going to continue with the soul.
Okay. You take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Good night, Brandy.
It's not Brandy, it's Judy.